This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on his way to Argentina's capital, Buenos Aires, on the third leg of his five-nation tour after completing his successful two-day visit to Trinidad and Tobago, during which the two countries elevated their historical, civilizational and bilateral ties. Prior to his departure last evening, Prime Minister Modi, during his historic address to the joint session of Parliament of Trinidad and Tobago in Porto, Spain, described democracy as more than just a political system for India, calling it a way of life.
In India, we admire their leadership, grit and determination. They are living symbols of the relationship between our countries, built on shared roots and shared dreams. Distinguished members, both our nations rose from the shadows of colonial rule to write our own stories with courage as our ink and democracy as our pen.
Mr. Modi was delivering the speech from the iconic Red House, the historic seat of Trinidad and Tobago's parliament, rich with symbolism and historical references. Prime Minister Modi called both countries pillars of strength, united by their post-colonial journeys and commitment to democratic ideals.
The relationship between our two countries is based on the foundation of centuries-old bonds. 180 years ago, the first Indians arrived on this land. After a long and hard journey, oceans away, the Indian beats blended beautifully with the Caribbean rhythm. Here, Bhojpuri found harmony with Creole. Dalpudi met doubles, and tabla met the steel pan.
He called upon the global community to strengthen the fight against terrorism, which poses a great threat to peace-loving society. The Prime Minister called for reform of global governance and for the Global South to be given its due. Later, Prime Minister Modi also held wide-ranging talks with his Trinidad and Tobago counterpart Kamala Persad Bisesar at the iconic Red House. Following the talks, the two leaders signed agreements to enhance the cooperation in several sectors, including infrastructure and pharmaceuticals. In Argentina, Prime Minister Modi will begin his visit this evening by paying respects to the statue of General José de San Martin, country's revered freedom fighter and national hero. Following this, Mr. Modi will be accorded a ceremonial welcome. The Prime Minister will then hold delegation-level talks, followed by a lunch hosted in his honour by President Javier Milei. The Prime Minister is also scheduled to visit the football stadium of the iconic club Boca Juniors in the city. Secretary South External Affairs Ministry Nina Malhotra has said several announcements were made during PM's visit to Trinidad and Tobago. These include extension of OCI facility to up to sixth generation of Indian diaspora members. Indian diaspora consists of 40-45% of population in Trinidad and Tobago. Secretary West said that during the visit, Trinidad and Tobago side announced that it is joining Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, CDRI, and Global Biofuel Alliance. Prime Minister Modi will participate in the BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro tomorrow, followed by a bilateral visit to Brasilia, the first by an Indian Prime Minister in nearly six decades. He will also hold meeting with Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and other global leaders on the sidelines of the summit. Election Commission has said that the first visit of the booth-level officers, BLOs, to nearly 1.5 crore households in Bihar has been completed. In a statement, the Commission said over 6.86 crore enumeration forms out of nearly 7.9 crore electors in the state have been distributed during the special intensive revision exercise which is underway. The remaining houses could be logged or of dead electors or of migrants or of those who may be travelling. In cricket, India were 64 for 1 at stumps and took a lead at 244 runs against England on day 3 of the second test at Edgbaston, Birmingham. In second innings, KL Rahul and Karun Nair remained unbeaten for India. Earlier, Indian pacer Muhammad Siraj took 6 wickets while Akash Deep bagged 4 wickets and restricted England to 407 in their first innings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.